From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. It's news, information, and 80s pop star fun. It's also January 7th, 2008. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Allison.
Now, okay, you've been in broadcast media for a good deal of time.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a fan or a listener who's just a little overexcited about your existence?
A couple. A nice young man who I won't name just recently asked me out many times.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine when that goes to the next level, when someone is riding your home or camping out in front of your home?
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
Telling you the voices in his head say you need to be together, which happened to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the story of a guy, Florida, moved to New York City. Yeah. It was a little bit scary. There's a new documentary out about super fans and how they go right up to that line and maybe put their toe across it into
slightly psychopathic.
Maybe.
Behavior.
Or are they we just don't understand the rest of them. It's about sort of an unlikely subject, although they would disagree. This is a documentary about two fans of Tiffany. Do you remember the pop star Tiffany?
Of course.
Yeah, she traveled malls across America in the 80s.
Tumble to the ground and then we say.
There you go.
Yeah.
The name of the documentary is I Think We're Alone Now. We'll talk to the filmmaker in a little bit. We'll also, we have to talk politics. It's the eve of the New Hampshire primary,
indeed,
after all. Jim Vandehei from Politico.com will chime in. We're also going to discuss the idea about indie bands whose music may be used in commercial enterprises without the band's permission. So the question is this good exposure, or is this a good way to get publicity, or are they being exploited? It's an issue. Actually, about 186 bands have taken a major corporation to court. We'll get to the details. Rachel will also give us the headlines in a moment, but she's going to stick around right now for the BPP's big story.
It didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
That's Roger Clemens on CBS's 60 Minutes last night, telling Mike Wallace he never took banned performance-enhancing substances at any point in his career. Clemens' denial came with the same intensity he's known for on the pitching mound.
I'm angry that what I've done for the game of baseball and as a person in my private life, what I've done, that I don't get the benefit of the doubt. The stuff that's being said, it's ridiculous. It's hogwash for people to even assume this. 24, 25 years, Mike, you'd think I'd get an inch of respect.
Clemens spoke out for the first time since the Mitchell Report on performance-enhancing drugs in baseball came out last month. In that report, Clemens' former trainer, Brian McNamee, said he injected Clemens with steroids and human growth hormone in 1998 and 2001. But Clemens said he views those drugs as a quick fix, damaging to one's body over time, and that he owes his long career to his legendary workout regimen.
I've worked my tail off to get where I'm at. I'm not going to put something in my body for a quick fix that's going to tear me down.
Now, Clemens did acknowledge that McNamee injected him with something.
Lidocaine and B12 is for my joints, and B12 I take still today. A lot of trainers have.
And that's all?
That's it.
At one point, Mike Wallace suggested Clemens could take a lie detector test, but Clemens was not convinced even that would clear his name.
How about a lie detector test?
Some say it could, some say they're not. I do whatever. I mean,
so as far as you're concerned, you would conceivably.
Yeah, I don't know if they're good or bad.
Were you to pass a lie detector test, wouldn't that help prove that you're telling the truth and help restore?
Would it?
The polygraph idea seems to be popular among a lot of fans who really aren't sure what to believe. The Houston Chronicle, Clemens' hometown paper, brought a camera down to a local mall to see what folks are saying. This is one fan's reaction.
It's kind of like guilty until proven innocent instead of innocent until proven guilty. But he sounded very, very defensive. But if you're so adamant about being, you know, innocent, do a lie detector. Do everything you can to prove your name innocent. Because I've respected you for years, and to see this going down the way it is, it just seems for Major League Baseball.
And a new development in this story last night. Just as 60 Minutes was going to air, Clemens filed a defamation lawsuit against his former trainer, Brian McNamee, according to the Chronicle.
The lawsuit reportedly alleges that McNamee's accusations, quote, injured Clemens' reputation and exposed him to public hatred, contempt, ridicule, and financial injury, end quote. McNamee's attorneys have said they'd consider suing Clemens for defamation based on what he said in last night's interview, but no such lawsuit has been filed yet as of 8:05 Eastern Time on January 7th, 2008. Hey, that's the BPP's big story. Now Rachel Martin's going to stick around for even more news.